pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. 6 minutes after the hour on this Thursday morning. Text line is brought to you by Ascension Technologies, 251-343-0106. Need to be in touch with the program. Utilize the text line. Still to come from the Baldwin County Republican Party, Patrick McWilliams. That's about an hour and a half from now. He'll be joining us, I'm sure, to react to redistricting and last night's GOP presidential debate. We'll try to get another hour and a half or so out of milk that for what it's worth. But that's coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Joining us now, a program regular, glad he can make time for us, but there's a lot going up his way, and I needed to get him on today. Paul DeMarco joins us on the line. Paul, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Hope you and your listeners are well today.
Thank you for that. Hope you're doing well as well. We'll start here. John Rogers indictment, state lawmaker, longtime Democrat, state lawmaker. How many times are we going through this? He's beat him before, but what do you think? This time different?
Somebody used the example. He's flown by the sun with the wax wings a lot of times, and he's even talked about it. Look, Jeff, when the county commission legislature came up with this deal that every state senator would get $500,000 and I think every House member would get $150,000, they said somebody's going to get in trouble. There's just too much money floating around. Ultimately, a jury will decide unless something happens before. But when you had Representative Plump plead guilty, and I guess basically he's taken state evidence, this assistant who's got a couple of charges, if I remember right, Jeff, she's got some tax charges in addition to this. It's, you know, by the time the U.S. prosecutor's office has an indictment, they've already got everything lined up. Their evidence lined up, their testimony lined up. So, you know, we'll see where we go from here. But, you know, this isn't anything to sneeze about.
Well, talk about this now. That House seat that Plump vacated. Yeah, I think the modern Democratic Party finally showed up in Birmingham, Alabama. But it looks like we could have our first transgender candidate as a state house or will be in the runoff at least come October. But a lot of, you know, the electoral politics, who's going to replace Fred Plump, kind of interesting.
Well, I think Hendricks has got the endorsement, I believe, of the mayor and some other folks up there. And, you know, if you look at past elections, they're going to get their machine out and he will win. But hey, it's Alabama politics. Anything can happen. But, I mean, I think he is the prohibitive favorite. Now, look, will the other candidate get a lot of outside money come in to try to say, look this? But I do think if you look at other elections here in Jefferson County, you know, Hendricks has got the advantage and the support of the mayor and other elected officials here in Jefferson County and Birmingham.
Well, Hendricks only beat her by 6 points. I mean, is that maybe it's just a low turnout event, and I'm looking at the numbers and reading too much into them, but I mean, it's still
gonna look at these special elections. You know, you had the election to replace Cal South. I think the two top candidates each got what, 1,400 votes.
Yeah,
and that sounded so
very,
I mean,
rural. Yeah,
special elections and the, you know,
middle of October. But fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the same thing there. But when they come back, I think they'll get their votes out. So, but again, it's Alabama politics, as you well know. Anything can happen.
Yeah, so that's fascinating in some regard. Well, the big news clearly redistricting, Paul. I can't say that I am. I thought this is how it was going to go the entire time, and the three judge panel. If he had watched kind of their opinions, especially the very, very first one where the Supreme Court put the stay out, they did not care about putting two incumbents in the same district. They said that was not as important as trying to achieve some kind of racial quota, which they never really put a number on. But that being said, what do you make of what the court or this three-judge panel has done with the special master?
Well, I guess three factors, and you have been saying that all along, this is what it would look like. I mean, you have consistently, to your credit, said this is what it's going to look like. This is what it's going to look like. And they said, we're going to create this black belt district. It's hard to imagine a black belt district without Selma. And they got it part of Terry Sewell's district. So she is in a really good position to win her seat back. And I know that we're not worried about incumbents, but she probably was taken care of more than anybody. So when you say we're going to create these districts, we're not worried about incumbents, that does not look like it based on the way the cartographer drew the map, because she was put in a very good position. Secondly, you know, there are parts of, you know, you've got portions of Homewood and Hoover with Hainville. You've got Mountain Brook with Millbrook. I mean, you know, Elmore and Autauga, parts of Jefferson County and Gardendale. I mean, this whole community of interest is completely thrown out. You can't say any more about compactness. You can't talk about any more about community interest. It appears that all that matters is the racial demographics. Well, based on this map here, that's all that matters.
It even goes beyond that in protecting Terry Sewell. I've been asking everybody this question, so if you've heard it already, then I apologize. But what is the city of Selma? Who is it more closely tied to, the city of Montgomery or city of Birmingham? When you think of Selma, what do you think of? You don't think of
Montgomery. Absolutely.
And they're two separate districts now.
Yeah. Just like I said, Elmore and Autauga. I mean, Elmore and Autauga to Montgomery is like Shelby County and Blount and St. Clair to Jefferson. I mean, they're not part of the metropolitan areas. And so now Elmore and Autauga are part of the 6th district. And those folks in the Elmore and Autauga say, wait a second, we're part of the Montgomery. I mean, we have folks that work at Maxwell Air Force Base and work for the state. But now we're going to be part of, again, there's a lot of questions this have raised, and I guess we're going to be dealing with this for the next 7 years until the next census, when legislators get back to work on this in 31?
Yeah. Well, knowing the state like I do, Paul, looking at it, you look at the 7th district, well, we have Bobby Singleton kind of hinting that he might challenge Terry Sewell. I don't think that's going anywhere. I don't know that it's necessarily winnable for Republicans. I think maybe John Merrill, if he were to run, could have a shot at it. But I think that 2nd district, because it going from Mobile to Montgomery, no true identity, except the rural areas seem to be kind of the glue that holds it all together. I think that's totally winnable for a Republican, especially a Dick Brubaker. Or we can go back to like a Todd Strange, or if Bobby Bryant is still Republican these days, I don't know. But somebody in Montgomery that can knock Stephen Reed down, that's a purple district to me.
Hey, look, the Republicans are a challenge in every district, but how ironic would it be with after all of this if a Republican takes that new district? And I agree with you. It is absolutely one where a Republican can win that seat. And I think there will be thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars put in that district. And why wouldn't the national Republicans do that? Because with the close, the four-person majority up in the United States House of Representatives. Yes, I think we'll all be watching what happens in that district, in addition to what happens in your district. Down in the new, as you said, Dolphin Island and Adokan district. And then look, as for Terry Sewell, you're right. I mean, Singleton, but watch to see if somebody gets in there in Birmingham, because all of a sudden, if you have Singleton, who's very popular in his area, and then you get somebody in Birmingham, you'd say, Terry Sewell's not even, there's not even a runoff, but depends on who gets up here. And if somebody ends up getting up here in Birmingham, could that create a runoff? Probably not, but hey, depends on who it does.
I mean, maybe if Bobby Singleton takes some of that Tuscaloosa vote away from Terry Sewell. I think you need somebody probably from Selma and somebody from Birmingham. Then you split it right down the middle. Then she's in trouble.
Yeah, look, if you got if Randall Woodfin got in the race for Birmingham, and then, like I said, it's, you know, you're right, that that could create it. Probably not. I think we're really watching what's going to happen in the first two districts down there in the state of Alabama. But hey, qualifying's what I'm next 2-3 weeks away.
Yeah,
so
weeks
we'll
away.
See who's in it.
Well, yeah,
yeah, so there's going to.
I was going to say, you look at the first congressional district real quick. Jerry Carl's already said he's running again. Barry Morris, be quiet. He hasn't made an announcement. I think he's thinking it over.
Yeah, again, it's just like with Tommy Tuberville. I mean, oh, Tommy's not going to run again. You talk to folks at Tommy Tuberville's office, he's absolutely going to run. I don't see Barry not running. I think they knew that this was going to happen. I think he's got a fundraiser coming up. So, I mean, it's just a shame you got two great congressmen like Jerry Carl and Barry Moore put in this position, and it didn't have to be that way, you know, but especially the way you look at these maps and everything. So it's a disappointment, and we're going to watch what's going to happen the next 7 years in Alabama politics based on these districts and what other domino effects it'll have in, around the state with other state offices.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hey, Paul, I know you got some business to tend to, but thanks for making time for us real quick this morning.
Great to be with you and your listeners. Look forward to talking to you again, Jeff.
Thanks again. That's Paul DeMarco, ladies and gentlemen, there hopping on. You know, this John Rogers story is really fascinating. They give them a discretionary budget, these lawmakers, all 105 and in the House. Fred Plump and John Rogers allegedly misusing it. The feds come in to look at it. Rogers named in the – well, he's not named specifically, but he later confirms that he was named as a state lawmaker in the Fred Plump indictment, leading people to believe that he's come – that they're going to cut – the feds are going to come after him next. And they haven't yet until now. Surprise, surprise, another Alabama lawmaker, this time a Democrat, in trouble with the feds. 251-343-0106. That's the text line if you want to get in real quick. Let's see. Please take that Lionel Richie song that guy tries to sing out of your bumper music. It's a disservice to Alabama's own Lionel. That is Lionel Richie. In the bumper. That's not a cover. That's really Lionel Richie from Tuskegee, Alabama. Dirt Digger says, watching the debate is like listening to the teacher at Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Bueller. Is that Ben Stein? Then finally, Tuskers, Jeff, your bumper music was good. Now it's even better since listener suggestions. A discussion about the bumper music. I'm just glad you're listening. If you're listening for the bumper music like David did, then I got to take my victories where I can. But I hope there's more to it than the bumper music. 251-343-0106. Is the Ascension Technologies text line. Paul, not a believer that Barry Moore won't run against Jerry Carl. Maybe Barry Moore's waiting on some polling to come back, trying to see if he can beat Jerry Carl. This is going to be a very confusing district. How do you even go about it? So we'll have to wait and see. But yet to hear from Congressman Moore about his political future. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.